David, you've got this item, very intriguing, on a better way to send people off to sleep if they've got insomnia.
Yes, so this is a new drug that's believed to be able to overcome insomnia, and particularly without the horrible hangover that you sometimes get from these sleeping cures. And it's currently being tested in the US now. So this is a paper that's been published in Science Translational Medicine this week, and it outlines a new drug called DORA-22, which promises a good night's sleep without all of the side effects.
Sounds like you've already written the marketing speak for them. How does
it
work?
If they're employing. So what they basically did was the lead author, Jason Uslaner, and his team characterised this drug, DORA-22, and compared it with a couple of different drugs that are already available on the market. And previous studies have shown that with typical hypnotic drugs, you get a range of cognitive side effects, and these can range from reduced attention or even lack of memory performance and things. So what they did in this battery of tests was to test the attention and memory performance of monkeys and rats. And they found that with the traditional hypnotic drugs, you get these deficits that have been associated with side effects in humans.
The sort of hangover the next day when you can't think straight because you're still sleepy from the drug that you took to deal with the insomnia.
Yeah, it's kind of characterised as cognitive impairment. So what they found with this new drug, however, DORA-22, is that you don't get any of these hangover effects and that you can use it at a very low dose, which means that you don't get all of these non-specific effects, which is really a big plus for pharmaceutical companies because you want to reduce the amount of side effects.
What does it target in the brain? How does it actually work, this DORA-22 molecule?
So what's so special about this DORA-22 is that it targets a specific type of receptor located in a very specific part of the brain. So it targets something called orexin receptors, which are expressed in only about 70,000 neurons in the lateral hypothalamus in the brain. And compared to these typical hypnotic drugs, which target up to 20 billion neurons in the brain, we're getting a much, much more specific receptor activation here, or rather an antagonism in this case, which causes this effect.
And these orexin nerve cells, they're linked to wakefulness normally, are they?
Yeah, so when you activate these receptors in a normal situation, it promotes arousal, so people feeling awake. So the idea behind this study was to look at these receptors and say, okay, let's design a drug that antagonises it, so stops it from working. And that's what they've done with this DORA-22.